Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today we're going to continue our series, Finding Genuine Joy and Freedom in Christ. This is episode number 7 in this series. It's titled Growing in Christ and Overcoming Enslavement to Pornography. Pornography, as we've been talking about in this series, it's a real issue. And many of you listening, many of you watching this, men, are struggling with this. You can identify with a guy like Sam. He struggles, he struggles weekly with it. Maybe that's your struggle is daily. And he looks at pornography, by the way, Sam is not his real name. Every time he looks at pornography, he feels guilt and shame. He's read books on pornography and about overcoming it and so on. And he still is asking the question, I can't seem to kick this enslavement. There are many of you that are out there, the statistics, as we've talked about in this series, there are many like Sam that are struggling. And so I hope to give some very practical help in this episode. 5 critical truths that'll help you, if you're Sam, to overcome an enslavement to pornography. Over the course of a few Sundays in 2005, the Lord convicted me of my enslavement to pornography. I remember saying after this, Lord, help me to be the man that you want me to be. About 6 months after I prayed this prayer, I met my now wife, and we've been married for 15 and a half years. Recovering from enslavement to pornography is very hard, as we've talked about already and as we're going to talk about in coming episodes. For many people, one's mind must be renewed by the Word of God, the help of godly accountability, and often even the help of a biblical counselor. And while you should utilize all of these powerful tools, I want to highlight a few other ways you can take ownership of your own growth in Christ that's going to help you defeat your enslavement to pornography. One of the biggest issues, one of the first questions that I ask a guy after I'm sitting here, I've listened to him share and empathized and showed compassion. And by the way, this brings up something, and we're going to talk about it here in the next episode as well, as you counsel those who are engaged in sexual sin. One of the best things I've found, one of the most helpful ways to minister to those guys that come to me and talk to me about sexual sin is to show compassion and empathy and to understand that I don't have to say what I need to say in the moment. What they need me to do is just sit there and listen and say, you know what, brother, I'm so sorry. When a brother comes to me and says, brother, I have looked at sexual, I'm so sorry, brother, I'm so sorry. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Did you do that? Yes, brother, I did. Great. And then what I want to talk about them is one of the next things is, how are you doing at your Bible reading, brother? How are you availing yourself of the means of God's grace that he's given to you? And one of the big things that I talk with guys about is, how are you doing at your Bible reading? And so that's my first point. And my first point is, get in the Bible. If you've never read through the whole Bible, start with the Gospel of John. You can listen to the Bible on your way to work. Okay? Spend 5-10 minutes, okay, of your drive. Don't listen to this podcast or whatever. Put it off. Download the ESV app. Put it through your Bluetooth. Listen to the Bible. Start with the Gospel of John. ESV Bible app. It's available on Android. It's available on the Android marketplace. Get it. Listen to it. Read the Bible. Slowly digest it. That's why I said 5, maybe 10 minutes. Read it. Study it. Digest it. Find others to go through the Bible with you. And share what you're learning, what you're discovering as you read. If you like to write articles, consider writing your way through a book of the Bible, sharing any insight or thoughts about the topics or at hand. Some people find it easier to listen to the Bible, as I mentioned, on their smartphones, through apps like the ESV Bible. I like to do this in addition to reading my physical copy of God's Word. The point here is to get in the Word of God. The Bible is authoritative for our faith, for our practice. We need to get into the Word. We need to see it as a treasure, as a help that it is. After all, we've talked, this is why we did this whole series before this, on reading and studying the Bible and doing life with one another. Because in order to deal with these types of issues in our lives, we have to get in the Word of God. And this means not only getting in the Word of God, but being fed by it and submitting to what it says and doing life with God's people. And that brings me to my second point. Get in a Bible-believing church. The Christian life is not meant to be lived in isolation. It's meant to be lived in community. Over 50 times we are told in the New Testament to one another each other. These 50 one another passages, they define, they give shape, they give meaning to what life in the local church is all about. So we need that. We need that kind of help, and we need to be open and honest in an appropriate way. There are different levels of trust that you should have. You should trust your pastor. You should trust your elders in your church. Because they're men of integrity. They're men of honor. So when you go to them to share about your struggle with enslavement to pornography, if you're a pastor listening to this, let me just immediately say, your first response should not be immediately to respond. It should be to listen, to pray, to see this as a process, to see this as a journey, to walk with this person, not immediately to come down hard on them, but to walk with them, to encourage them, to invite them into a process of discovering what it means to find real joy and real purpose and real meaning. Now, that also might mean removing them from a ministry position. I understand that. But it also means something else. And you need to be clear on both and communicate care and love to them. And so, yeah, find a church where you can be loved and cared for, not only through the preaching of God's word, but through the care and the shepherding of pastors, of one anothering each other. A lot to say about that. But the next point that I have for you is find godly friends. Titus 2 tells us very clearly that older men are to teach younger men. We need, if you're a younger guy, you need that older guy. They've gone through the temptations that you faced. Ask them, how did you deal with the temptations that you faced during your day? Because you know what you're going to hear is all sorts of stories about how they dealt with all sorts of temptations that they encounter, maybe on the beach or walking down the street. And so, you know what? Those stories are still applicable today. Those stories and what they learned in those stories and through those times with God, those truths are still applicable today in our social media age. They are. For example, you know, just bouncing your eyes, it's not going to solve the problem with lust. Looking at that lady at the beach in her bikini, which they're itty bitty bikinis now. Okay? True. Not being graphic, not being gross, but let's be real, they are. And bouncing your eyes isn't going to stop you from thinking about that itty bitty bikini. It's not. It's a matter of the heart. What Jesus talks about again and again in the Gospels is what comes out of the hearts. Meaning that what we put in the heart, in our hearts, through our eyes and all those things, it impacts us. So seeing that provocatively dressed woman, it impacts you. Maybe you're going to think about it. What do? You need the help of older men who have been there, done that, dealt with it, put it to death. Do you think, let me ask you guys a question. Do you think that it's possible to be porn free? Do you think that it's possible to deal in a godly way in an overly sexualized culture with temptation and to find freedom and hope and victory because of Christ? Your answer to both those questions better be yes. Better be yes. If they're not yes, please email me. I'll say it that way. Please email me, dave@servantsofgrace.org. Because if the answer is not yes, here's the problem. You just undercut the very reason why Jesus came and died in your place and for your sin. The reason that Jesus came into the world under the sentence of death to pay the penalty that we justly deserve and to be buried and to rise again was so that we could become children of God. We could be forgiven of our sin and be children of God. Now we're not saying that we're going to be perfect this side of eternity, because we're not. But I am saying that we can put, because of the new nature that God has given to us, and because of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, Romans 6, Romans 8, make Colossians 3, Galatians 5, on and on. Make it extremely clear that we can put our sin to death, meaning that we do not, because of the risen Christ, have to go back to how we once were. In fact, we should never go back to who we once were. We should always be, as Paul says, striving forward towards the goal of Christ, of Christ's likeness. This is why we need older men who have been there and done that. And we need to hear their godly counsel. We need to hear their experience, especially in this area. Especially in this area. It's bouncing your eyes. Maybe a good strategy as far as it goes at the time. But if it's not accompanied with the posture of the heart committed to treasuring Christ above all, bouncing your eyes, even accountability software like Covenant Eyes, it's not going to work. Any tool, any practical mention that I would give you, it's not going to work if you are not going to treasure Christ, if you are not going to put your sin to death. And you know what? That has to be said today, and it needs to be said loudly, because we often think, oh, well, here's a tool like Covenant Eyes. Here's a tool like this and that one, and so on and so forth. And so I'll use that as a band-aid to deal with this issue. But guess what? Our sinful nature, even our remaining indwelling sin as Christian men, it means that we will find a way around that software. We'll find a way to bypass that, to undercut that, to undercut the report of something and so on and so forth, even counseling it, even if it means being asked about it. And there's ways around that too. I'm not going to tell you what those are. I'm not going to give you those ideas. But the point that I'm making, don't miss it, men, is that the posture of your heart better be one, as a Christian man, of treasuring Christ above all. And what better way to learn to treasure Christ than to get in the Bible, to get in and do life with others, and to find older men, as Titus 2 says, to walk alongside of you, to help you, to share about the real struggles, the real temptations, the real issues, and to find friends to help you. People have more knowledge, more life experience than you. to walk alongside of you with. My third point is this: confess your sin. Confess your sin. When you struggle with enslavement to sexual sin, that's not a time to minimize your sin. That's not a time to go hide and just keep doing it. That's a time to repent. That's a time to avail yourself of the means of God's grace. Rather than continuing in your sin, bring it out into the light. Confess your sin to the Lord. Confess your sin to your pastor. This is why you need godly friends. This is why you need the help of the local church. Your local church and godly friends are vital to your growth in God's grace. If after a short time you struggle and relapse, then confess, repent, seek to walk by His grace again. Have a weekly meeting. Have a time, even where you agree to give your phone up. If this continues to be a pattern, maybe you can have a cell phone of any kind or any kind of device. There are things that you can do to fight this. Have your accountability team check in with you. This is going to be difficult. It's going to be uncomfortable to be asked the hard questions about why you did what you did. It's going to be hard to confess, but it's going to teach you humility, and you need humility. You need to lean in hard on humility. Because confession of your sin in this area, it requires humility. It requires help. Part of the problem is you don't want help. You think that you are sufficient in and of yourself. That's why you go and look at those images to deal with life in your own way and for your own help. And yet God's word is enough for you. The help of the church is enough for you. The help that God has assigned and that God has given through the saving grace of God, revealed in the Word of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, is enough for you. This time of recovery is going to be a time of learning the place and the importance of community and humility. Celebrate any victory. If you made any progress, celebrate it. Be thankful for it. Give thanks to the Lord for his help. This is one of the things that I do with guys. I not only tell them to get in God's word, but you know what? When they say they even relapse and they say, you know what? It's been a few months. It's been a month. It's been a day. It's been a week. It's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a year, and so on and so forth. Brother, I'm thankful for that. For God's help. If you struggle one day and then you have a day of victory, celebrate, give thanks to the Lord. If you haven't struggled for a week, a year, 10 years, on and on, praise the Lord. Few issues are as hard as overcoming an enslavement to pornography. I know. I've done it. This is why you need to be in community with other Christian men. Be honest and transparent about your struggles, about your victory. If you have struggled with an enslavement to a porn, please stop hiding and coming out in the light. I can't tell you how many emails that I get, how many conversations I have with men over the years about this issue, both in the local church and online. Someone who struggles often with pornography displays excessive feelings of guilt and shame. And yet the gospel calls us out of a world filled with guilt and shame by understanding that He took our guilt and shame and our sin upon Himself at the cross, and He rose again. He offers both forgiveness of sins through His shed blood and new life through the resurrection of Christ. I want to encourage you and plead with you to look to Christ. Christ is all you need. He's sufficient. He's enough. He provides real freedom and real joy. All around you are men like Sam, and they need the gospel. They're living in a world of perpetual guilt and shame. And if you are Sam today, I want to encourage you to come to Jesus, to be filled, and to be satisfied by none other than Christ Himself. Won't you come and taste and see that the Lord is good and drink from the well of everlasting life in the Lord Jesus? Come and be satisfied, you who hunger and thirst. You who thirst, come and drink from the living well of life in Christ alone. Amen. Find your joy, find your satisfaction in Christ. And then watch as God shapes you, as God molds you, and then as God uses you to speak into the lives of others, not only on this, but on other topics. Because you know what? Struggling with pornography is not, an enslavement to pornography is not a separate issue. It is often associated with a whole sorts of pressures and difficulties, pressure from family, pressure from family situations and work and so on and so forth. And so you have to learn how to deal with life from a God-given perspective from the Word of God. And that's why I've talked about getting in the Word, getting in a Bible-believing church, finding godly friends, confessing your sin, celebrating any victories. These are some very practical ways that you can begin to find hope and help and freedom in Christ. Man, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.